This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's highest peaks and mountain passes are already dusted with early autumn snow, and Sean McElroy of Dependable Auto in Leadville says it's a good time for people to get their vehicles ready for winter, especially in places like Leadville above 10,000 feet.
You have to have a good winter tire up here. If you don't have a good winter tire or four-wheel drive, then you shouldn't be driving on the highways.
McElroy says it's a good idea to have a mechanic check over the vehicle, too. A memorial for veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan may be closer to congressional authorization. Democratic Representative Jason Crow, who served in the U.S. Army in Iraq and Afghanistan, added his bill for the memorial to the annual defense spending measure that recently passed the House. If the Senate accepts it, a memorial to the global war on terrorism will get a home on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Two bills to increase protections on Colorado's public lands are headed to the U.S. Senate. Colorado Democrats included those wilderness proposals in the defense spending bill. The National Park Service is marking the 200th anniversary of the Santa Fe Trail, a major commercial route from the Missouri River to New Mexico. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
Bent's Old Fort near La Junta in southeastern Colorado was an important stop on the trail. It's now a National Historic Site. Park Ranger Jake Cook says after the railroad came through in the 1870s, usage of the Santa Fe Trail declined. But U.S. Highway 50 now follows part of the original trail.
You could argue it's still there between the railroads and some of the modern highways.
And a new exhibit is also opening at the Trinidad History Museum, featuring the stories of women, indigenous people, and others from the trail. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Southeast Colorado and the Front Range are sunny today. There's rain in the forecast later in the week. This is CPR News.